And we want to protect them. This is Lisa Edelstein with some very important news. Now there's an easy way to protect your kids three times a day. Choose healthy foods. Research has shown that a vegetarian diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains can help protect our kids against obesity. It can even help keep them from developing heart disease or cancer when they grow up. My friends at the Cancer Project are just waiting to hear from you so they can send you important information on how to protect your children from the inside out. Just log on to cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project.
This is Ryan D. You, my friends, are tuned in to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Serving all of the Boston area and all of the world. Over on WMFO.org. Welcome to Friday. It's almost the weekend. Thank you so much for being out there.
Just kidding. April Fools. No, you are not listening to the Music Savage Show. This is not Ryan D. This is Pete, and you are listening to In You All Along on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is going to be a nice, dramatic, theatrical cavalcade from beginning to end. So get buckled in. And enjoy.
Tout en haut d'une religieuse géante, sur un plateau d'argent, le regard séduisant d'une espèce de petite Lolita en sucre vert me narguait. Elle riait si fort en se moquant de moi. Que d'un geste brutal, les doigts pleins de crème, je la fis basculer. Elle roula en boule sous les marches de l'énorme mocha violet, où les animaux et les hommes sont interdits de séjour. Oui, monsieur, interdits de séjour. Comme une ventouse visqueuse, je reçus un gros schpack à la Tina Turner. « bois du rhum. Tu seras ivre comme un baba en feu. Puis aussi vite qu'un laser, elle m'entraîna dans un nightclub pourri, où les types avaient comme ça un drôle de petit air. Pour la circonstance et pour me faire plaisir, elle s'était habillée d'une toute petite peau de lézard, toute petite, qui lui cachait tout juste le pipi. Waouh, tout le monde était vert. J'avais la nana la plus sexy, bien mieux qu'au crazy. Même qu'après, on a fait ouki cookie, comme dit Sheila, au milieu des autobus qui faisaient encore la grève en mangeant du pain dur. Les autobus, ça mange toujours du pain dur. Le lendemain soir, au petit matin, avec une voix comme ça, à qui l'on ne refuse rien, une faveur, faire venir toutes ses petites sœurs. Ok, ok, fais venir ta tribu. Ah, elles ne mirent pas longtemps à être chez moi. Même l'employé du gaz était stupéfait. Il était collé contre le mur, collé comme un timbre-poste. Oui, monsieur. Et d'un claquement de doigts, comme un signal, elles se mirent toutes à rire. Elles étaient bien 2000. 2000. Elles m'entouraient comme ça, puis elles se jetaient sur moi et commençaient à me déguster. Au début, ça me faisait rire, ça me chatouillait même. J'étais content. Et puis elles se mirent à me manger comme des sangsues affamées, en me mangeant les pieds, les jambes. Elles voulaient même manger mon sexe. Patouche, patouche, salope. Laissez-moi, au secours, au secours. Laissez-moi passer.
Ouais.
Le service de réveil, il est 8h, monsieur.
Oh, merci.
Next! Next!
Naked as in an army towel, covering my belly. Some of us blush somehow, knees turning to jelly. Next! Next! I was still just a kid. There were 100 like me. I followed a naked body followed me. Next, next. I was still just a kid when my innocence was lost in a Mobile Army whorehouse, gift of the army, free of cost. Next, next. Me, I really would have liked a little bit of tenderness, maybe a word, a smile, an hour of happiness, but next, next. Oh, it wasn't so tragic, the high heavens didn't fall, but how much at that time I hated being there at all. Next, next, next. Now I always will recall the brothel truck, the flying flags, the queer lieutenant who slapped our asses as if we were fags. Next, next. I swear on the wet head of my first case of gonorrhea, it is his ugly voice that I forever hear. Next, next, next. That voice that stinks of whiskey, of corpses and of mud, it is the voice of nations, it is the thick voice of blood. Next, next, next. And since then each woman I have taken to bed seems to laugh in my arms, to whisper through my head. Next, next. All the naked and the dead should hold each other's hands as they watch me scream at night in a dream no one understands. Next, next.
And when I am not screaming in a voice grown dry and hollow, I stand on endless naked lines of the following and the followed. Next, 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 next. One day I'll cut my legs off or burn myself alive. Anything, I'll do anything to get out of line to survive. Not ever to be next, not ever to be next.
Sense of peace.
How's everyone enjoying their night out? Their night out to the theater, to the opera, whatever, wherever your mind takes you. Here on In You All Along on 91.5 FM, at the sunny corner of Boston Ave and College Ave. Boy, are our windows dirty. If you could only see, I'd be ashamed. What must the neighbors think? It doesn't matter because our neighbors are also Tufts on every side here. So, yeah. Anyway, this was an interesting start of the show. I came in and I couldn't get the CD players running. And me being from the 90s like I am, and well before that, I don't know, I just picked that decade, but that was probably the last one where everything was on CD. I play CDs. I couldn't get the CD players on the board, but I'm not going to bother you with all that. I'm not going to bother you at all. In fact, I'm going to inform and delight you by telling you we just heard from the ever theatrical Fiery Furnaces with Sing With Me off of their EP, simply called EP, from 2005. That whole album, it's called EP, but it's 8 songs, so I mean, it's arguably an album, and it all sounds like someone's out on a ledge somewhere to me. I don't know. Prior to that, we heard from Sparks. Sparks, who were the inspiration for all of this show. I went to see Sparks down at the Schubert Theater on Wednesday night. Holy cow. Man, what a production. The, like, non-stop stage delights. I mean, their music is so melodramatic to begin with, so intensely theatrical. And they had the lights and the moves, and I can't believe those guys are in their 70s. The way they are churning it out, there is hope for us all. If we just stick monomaniacally to one pursuit, we can be youthful in it deep into our old age. Russell jumping around, even Ron getting out there and doing his moves out in front of the keyboard. Never mind his magic behind it. Anyway, so Sparks was the inspiration for this whole rigmarole here today. And that song that we heard by Sparks, the second to last song we heard, was Tips for Teens from 1981's Womp That Sucker. We're going to hear more Sparks in this show, and I promise that after a while, probably after this show, you'll get a little break. And I've been laying it on a little heavy with the Sparks. You're welcome. Before that, we heard from Mort Schumann and the cast of Jacques Brel's Alive and Well and Living in Paris, the 1968 musical featuring the songs of Jacques Brel, including that one, Next. That is probably the only actual theatrical song in this whole thing. But it was not originally a theater song. It was just incorporated later into a musical. We opened up this set with Alan Kahn from France with, Une Espèce de Lolita, Toute Verte, that was off of the album Alan Kahn from 1975, and I don't speak French, so I can't translate that song for you. But the internet is your oyster, my friends. Anyway, all right. Enough of that, and back to the show.
Run! suburban hoe right by my side. I am a suburban homeboy and I say yo dog to my poor cleaning guy. I hold my baggy enough for them. I play my shaggy enough for them. Suburban homeboy with a suburban hoe right by my side. I am a suburban homeboy and I say yo dog to my detailing guy. I bought me cornrows on Amazon. I started listening to Farrakhan. My caddy and me, he looks just like Jay-Z. I'm a suburban homeboy. Suburban homeboy with a suburban hoe right by my side. She's known as Miss Missy Tannenbaum and she's one freak bitch, ain't no lie. She's from the projects in San Tropez. She looks like Iverson in the way she yo-yos me and I yo-yo her back.
Through the often tangled maze of starless nights and sunless days, while asking for some kind of clue or road to lead us to the truth, but who will answer? Side by side two people stand together, bowing hand in hand, that love's embedded in their hearts, but soon an empty feeling starts to overwhelm their hollow lives, and when they seek the hows and whys, who will answer? On a strange and distant hill, a young man's lying very still. His arms will never hold his child, because a bullet running wild has struck him down. And now we cry, dear God, oh why, but who will answer? High upon a lonely ledge, a figure teeters near the edge, and jeering crowds collect below to egg him on with go, man, go. But who will ask what led him to his private day of doom? And who will answer? If the soul is darkened by a fear it cannot name, if the mind is baffled when the rules don't fit the game, who will answer? Who will answer? With darkened shades, the scent of sandalwood pervades, the colored thoughts in muddled heads, reclining on the rumpled beds of unmade dreams that can't come true. When we ask what we should do, who will answer? Beneath the spreading mushroom tree, the world revolves in apathy, as overhead a row of specks roars on, drowned out by discotheques. And if a secret button's pressed because one man has been outguessed, who will answer? Is our hope in walnut shells worn round the neck with temple bells, or deep within some cloistered walls where hooded figures pray in halls of crumbled books and dusty shelves, or in our stars or in ourselves? Who will answer? Darkened
hallelujah.
By a fear it cannot name.
Hallelujah.
If the mind is baffled,
hallelujah.
When the rules don't fit the game, who will answer? Who will answer? Who will answer? Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Like mine.
all day down.
Want to know about the equipment issues, right? Keep jumping back and forth between CD players and miscuing things because I'm trying to avoid using one of them. We need a new CD player here. And you know why it matters to you? Why does it matter? Because you can help. If you like what we're doing here, and especially if you don't and you want it to improve, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. That's my wish list. The top of my wish list is fully functioning CD players here. All other mechanical issues also resolved. We have teams of people constantly on this stuff, and they do their darndest, but as we speak, I am fumbling with stuff, screws, things, trying to get the mic to hang properly in front of my face without me. There we go. So that I can tell you that we just heard from the Boomtown Rats, and man, do I never get enough of that song. I Don't Like Mondays from 1979's The Fine Art of Surfacing. If you're ever in Ottawa, on the right Sunday of the month, go down to the Manx. There's a guy down there named Remy Royale who sings and dances his way through a whole bunch of hits that you know and love, and he finishes it up with that, and he's a force to behold. Tiny bar that has no business holding live entertainment, so you become part of the show. Man, oh man, I can't wait to get back there, and I will soon. Anyway, prior to that, we heard from Ed Ames with Who Will Answer the Strange and Extremely Theatrical Who Will Answer Alleluia Number One is the subtitle there. Off of the 1968 album, Ed Ames sings Who Will Answer and other songs of our time. Before that, we heard some more Sparks. Sparks with Suburban Homeboy, one of the tracks they played the other night. That was off of 2002's Lil Beethoven. There will be a Sparks song in each one of our three sets here, all predetermined by my divine hand. And we opened up that set with Harry Nilsson with You're Breaking My Heart, off of 1972's excellent beginning to end Son of Schmilson album on the RCA label. And that brings us up to date. It is 5:40. Let's take a look. Shall we? Let's take a look at the list here. I've got my playlist in front of me. Let me see if I can make it. 3, 6, 9. Oh, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. We may be looking for some air filler here. I sure, certainly hope not. But yeah, thanks so much to everybody that's tuned in today. It is a beautiful day, and I know that now that it is April, your mind is off of indoor pursuits like the radio. Well, that's okay, because you can bring this show with you, not only with your portable transistor radio, your boombox that you're lounging on the beach with now that it's April. But also, your internet-enabled listening device of choice can always pull up WMFO.org, at which this station is streaming 24 hours a day, including In You All Along, live at 5 every Friday, as you know, because you're tuned in. All right. We got a little Herbie Hancock in the background here. Speak Like a Child, off the album of the same name from 1968 on the Blue Note label. And that is everything I'm going to tell you before going into this next final melodramatic, theatrical, over-the-top set here on In You All Along.
I'm pushing on my lawnmower, lawnmower. I'm pushing on my lawnmower, lawnmower. I'm pushing on my lawnmower, lawnmower. The morning it's my lawnmower, lawnmower. The afternoon my lawnmower, lawnmower. The evening it's my lawnmower, lawnmower. The neighbors looking all at my lawnmower. Would you listen? Oh,
The chipmunks love to eat.
Who's hungry?
But even though you can't see or smell it, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill.
That's not good.
On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with 4 simple steps.
We got this. This'll be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash your hands and surfaces often.
We chipmunks are notoriously tidy.
Separate. Keep raw meats, poultry, and seafood separate from ready-to-eat foods.
Watch and learn, my friends.
Cook. Make sure an adult uses a thermometer to cook meat, poultry, and seafood to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate promptly and pack your lunch with a freezer pack or ice.
Bingo! Dinner! She's a serve! Yay!
Keep your family safe and check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
No, I am not starting the Music Savage show again. Nope, nope. This is the one, the original use of this song as the Wipers when it's over, as the closing theme, appropriately enough, for In You All Along, which, as you know, once bled into the start of the Music Savage show, and thus history was made. In any case, speaking of history, let's take a look back, shall we? All the way back into the past 10 minutes or so, when you most recently heard from Ace Frehley with New York Groove off his self-titled album from 1978. Not the most theatrical song, although a little bit. Definitely glammy. This was originally going to be an all-glam show, but things just kind of wandered. So that fits for that reason. Also fits because your DJ here, just found out this week that he's going to run the New York Marathon this year. Which is exciting news. I am pumped and need to figure out how to maintain that for 7 months. So I'm going to be listening to Ace Frehley's Back in the New York Groove a whole lot between now and then. Prior to that, we heard from the New Pornographers, always a little theatrical. with all the good things that make Heaven and Earth off of the 2007 album Challengers. Terrific album. I love those guys. We opened up that set with, as promised, yet another track from Sparks. That one was from their most recent album from 2020, A Steady Drip, Drip, Drip. And ode to everyone's favorite piece of yard maintenance equipment, lawnmower. Man, oh man, those guys can make anything fun, anything. They made my week fun, and hopefully some of that energy rubbed off on this show and made yours fun as well. That's going to do it for me this week on In You All Along. Thank you so much for tuning in. It really does mean a lot. If you are so inclined to throw a few bucks to WMFO, really, I don't even know where most of that money goes. I don't know where any of it goes, to be honest. But I would love for us to have some functioning, top-notch, stellar, top-of-the-line CD players here so I can bumble around a little less. We'll see you next week here, right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. See you next week.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.